Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
That's a great day for love songs and negotiations. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we bring together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? On the cusp of the weekend, another crazy week almost in the rear view, we'll take on the cultural cacophony in measured doses because we've got lots of music to celebrate, including the great 80 of one of rock and roll's most iconic poet laureates, Paul Simon, who celebrated that big birthday earlier this week. Oh, what an arsenal of music he has. We can only dip into it, but we will. Some other birthdays to celebrate, and your Forgotten 45s are in the mix. As are you, if you're listening live, it is Friday, October 15th. An early start, 10 a.m. out west, high noon central, and 1 o'clock here in the east, number in motion 347-857-4505. Taking off that live Friday ride, avail yourself of the Potnet chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter, of course, is 24-7, live on podcast at AB Writes, all being helmed by the ever-ready TCS crew, the talented Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy. There's still time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by PopNet. It's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24-7, and featuring select editions of the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. We're just getting started, so you came by at the right time. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Just about time for the world. making it with punch on the floor. Living the scene out of her limousine. Little Miss Hess in a mini dress. Living it up to die. In a blink of the public eye.
Thank you.
people in the checkout line. See what's in their basket, and I wouldn't trade places with anyone, none of them, 'cause I'd like to get to know you again. Yes, I'd like to get to know.
Simon, Edie Brickell, and Paul Simon, of course. I'd like to get to know you on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, a song they wrote quickly and put out quickly after a domestic squabble a few years ago. Remember that? Good song, though. And still happily married, and Edie, when she was younger and rocking and rolling around town with the New Bohemians, early stuff from the 80s, Little Miss S, and Paul Simon, Born at the Right Time. On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, as we celebrate his iconic 80th birthday on October 13th. Yeah, he certainly was born at the right time, 1941, at a time when he would grow up to be part of the innovative singer-songwriter movement. And he, along with his former partner in arguments, as he calls him, Art Garfunkel, would lay the groundwork for the soundtrack for generations. So in honor of that, and by the way, Art's birthday is coming up November 5th, so we'll have more time for Simon and Garfunkel and Art's solo work in the offing as well, because there's just too much music to play. We can't do it all in one time. We can, especially if we're going to play other things as well. But I want to know, what's your favorite Simon and Garfunkel and or Paul Simon song? Weigh in, Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us for the live Friday, October 15th, right? We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available. Carolyn, PopNet chat box says, love this music. Graceland is my favorite album, but there's oh so much good stuff to choose from. Indeed. And Halsey says, the Simon and Garfunkel stuff is my favorite, but you know what? He tried a lot over the years. Longevity, of course, has its advantages. Indeed, he has a long run, and he stretches imagination. Oh, so many different periods. The South African influences on Graceland, the Puerto Rican influences on Born at the Right Time. Lots of different things, stretching and moving and winning Grammys and winning the Gershwin Prize and more and more and on and on. Definitely someone who's indelibly linked and inked in our cultural lexicon, for sure. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box as we take on the cultural cacophony in measured doses, but lots of talk about Steve Bannon in trouble, about to get contempt charges for violating the subpoena to appear before the January 6th committee. He's flouting it because, you know, his ex-boss, Trump, has told him to just defy it. Apparently, some of the other folks that have been slapped with subpoenas, like Mark Meadows and Patel, have said they're going to they apparently are negotiating with the committee. We'll see what happens with that. But they got to play hardball or else they'll all flout it. What can you do? And speaking of litigation, number 45, the ex-rogue, twice-impeached disgrace guy, is facing some legal battles of his own. A judge says he's got to sit for a deposition this coming Monday regarding a civil suit filed from some folks who say they were roughed up by Trump's thugs during a 2015 protest in the Bronx. So we'll see how that goes. And there's so many other civil suits pending from a former apprentice, a contestant, columnist E. Jean Carroll, and others, as well as the criminal investigations that continue. And the other thing that makes me laugh this past week, he put out what I don't know if it's a promise or a threat, but some strange political news by saying, if we don't get this 2020 election thing right, in other words, go along with his big lie and reinstate him, then my supporters won't bother voting in 2022 and 2024, to which I say, hey, great. Please don't. Stay home. Gives us a better chance because we have our work cut out for us. That's for sure. What say you? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. A few folks chiming in on the Steve Bannon front. Contempt is what he has for everybody, including our country. He belongs in jail for a long time. Never should have been pardoned, but that's the way it goes. So says Hyder. And Andy says, dear Steve Bannon, nothing would please me more than to see your corrupt, treasonous, dead-eyed, disheveled, fat ass in prison. How do you really feel, Andy? I love it. Okay. It is just nutty indeed. Steve Bannon is a loser, and he wants to overthrow our government. Take this seriously, though. take it seriously. And Ivor says he's a strange dude, to say the least. He is, but as other folks have pointed out, he's a dangerous guy. He's got that War Room podcast where he is spreading, oh, so much dangerous rhetoric and calling for, I believe I heard last week, shock troopers to be on standby to take over the government when time comes. It's just pretty, or shock troops, they said, yeah. Francisco actually says this: the use of violent language about shock troops is not necessarily hyperbole or metaphor. Rather, it should be seen as part of a larger embrace of political violence and other terrorist acts by a Republican fascist movement. As I said, I agree with you, Francisco. We got to take this stuff seriously, and we got to stand up for something. That's for sure. From my last week's birthday boy, John Mellencamp. For Ollie, I'm the Amy Beth Berkley Show. Weigh in.
Talking to the panthers, playing just what he had on his mind. application for the following passenger. Passenger, trunk one. You know this? Trunk one, you know this?
They deleted everything in Colorado. The whole election's deleted.
I'm in a job where you can go on cable TV and blame somebody for everything. And it's never my fault, right?
The characterization that the Democrats have made about the Border Patrol using them as whips, whipping people coming across the border is false. They were simply maneuvering horses.
They're actually changing societally the whole country.
They want to demoralize the military, close the churches, destroy your faith in the American system, and then here they're going to come with the socialist program to run your life from cradle to grave, daylight to dark.
That's not representative government, ladies and gentlemen. That is behind closed doors, smoke-filled room, in this case not cigars, probably marijuana.
Shut the government down because the real world knows how to run without the government. We do not need the government.
Last week, Joe Biden speaks at the United Nations and says he's going to restore our relationship with our allies, as if it wasn't good under President Trump. It was great under President Trump.
Nature abhors a moron. Let's don't be moronic.
That's a groove.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.
When I was just a boy,
I say now, who do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy.
When I was just a boy,
singer in a Sunday choir. Grown to be a man, and the devil would call my name. Say now, who do you think you're fooling? I'm a consummated man.
She loves me. She gets down on her knees and her legs. Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken, and certainly misused. But it's all right, it's all weary to my bones. Still you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. I don't know a soul who's not battered. I don't have a friend who feels at ease. And I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. But it's all right, all right, for we've lived so well. Of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying, dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. Looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying, and high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was dying. Come on a ship they call the Mayflower. We come on a ship that sailed the moon. And we come in the ages most uncertain hour and sing an American tune. Oh, but it's all right, can't be forever blessed. And tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, to get some
classics. One then was Sean Colvin's cover signature American tune, and the other, both songs from that great album, There Goes Ryman Simon, Loves Me Like a Rock. I wore out that album as a kid. Great cover art back in the days when albums were albums, and I guess they kind of are again. And a lot of folks like that one, including Esther, Ellie, and Shep. Thanks so much for chiming in. Hey, what's your favorite Paul Simon and or Simon & Garfunkel song? Weigh in. Twitter, AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PopNet chat box. The latter three for those tagging along for the live Friday, October 15th ride. We can't promise I'll play them all, but they'll be in our Arsenal Bank and play them at a later date. We've got Art Garfunkel's birthday coming up, too, so plenty of time to indulge in the Simon & Garfunkel songbook, if you know what I mean. Anything, everything on your mind? The crazy week that almost was, Steve Bannon being held in contempt. We'll see how that proceeds. Donald Trump, of course, facing depositions and some pressure politically and legally. what else is new and making those crazy rallies. Did you hear about that rally for Youngkin? Is that the guy's name who's running for governor in Virginia, the Republican? There was a rally in which he did not attend, his own rally, which I find odd. They had these really crazy neo-fascists who came up and came out to pledge allegiance to a flag that, according to this woman with a goofy smile on her face, was used at the, her words, peaceful protest on January 6th. Roll the videotape, nothing peaceful about it. And his reaction, and of course Trump apparently called into the rally too to egg these folks on, but Youngkin is trying to distance himself. He wants to cling to the cult and yet distance himself. It's a very tricky dance, that's for sure. He said, I didn't see it, I don't know, but if it happened, it's weird, and we shouldn't do anything, we shouldn't honor anything that happened on January 6th. So weaving and bobbing, these Republicans have to go, but boy, oh boy, if you're still hanging into that cult, you believe what's going on, you're part of a cult. And if you're a craven politician who's hoping to get some benefit out of it, even though you know the truth, shame on you, and you should be gone. And with that in mind, on Twitter, Benton said, if the Republicans' worst fear fear is coming true, it's a scenario where they make a deal with Trump, a.k.a. the devil, and then the devil screws them, walking away with their souls while delivering absolutely nothing. Based on Trump's recent statement, that's exactly what the deal of the GOP has signed. Yeah, we're talking about the statement I was talking about before, where he pretty much said, either you go along with what happened and, you know, rectify 2020. And again, how are we rectifying it? How many fraudits have we had on this thing? How many recounts? How many court cases? But unless you, you know, declare me the winner and reinstate me, then my people aren't going to vote in 2022 and 2024, to which, bring it on. As I said, the craven politicians have got to go. Republicans, disaffected Republicans, moderates, most folks who are just writing op-eds, and the couple that are willing to stand up, like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, and that's about it. Those folks, reclaim your party and start it anew. Throw these bums out, because they're playing this craven dance. Like, we know it's not true, but we're going to go along with it just to fuel this up and gin up something which is going to be very dangerous in this country. Indeed, as Paulie points out about Steve Bannon, he's a dangerous guy. Don't let the disheveled persona fool you. He means business, and he means to take down this country in a very big way. Yeah, he does. He says it. It's out front. Just because you say it out front doesn't mean it's not true. It doesn't mean it can't happen. So we got to get serious about voting rights. Schumer bringing the bill up on the floor, the voting rights bill, next week, but I don't think it's going to matter, because even if they get all the folks on board, even if Manchin and the absent Christian Sinema, who's now doing something in Europe, well, we have negotiations going on here. I guess she's setting up a new gig for herself. She's got another 3 years on her term. She's so unpopular in Arizona, she's going to be ousted, so I guess she's trying to figure out what she's going to do next. Anyway, on the taxpayers' dime, of course. But even if they're on board, you still have to get 10 people from the Republicans to sign on, which seems dubious at best. So they're going to have to do something about that filibuster, whether throw the whole darn thing out or come up with a carve-out. We'll see how that happens. But politics aside, some folks are not interested. They just want to be a singer in a rock and roll band. A young guy named Justin Hayward had that dream once, and yesterday he celebrated 75 candles on his cake. One of the classics from the Moody Blues, this one, Not So Forgotten 45, for Rex on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
David Bowie's Space Oddity, in honor of William Shatner, 90-year-old Shatner's real-life space odyssey, and boy, was he excited. Indeed, I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We did have a snippet of Shatner's singing, talking version, the Golden Throats classic, Rocket Man, ready to go, but the gremlins in the system thought better of it and censored us. For a change, they worked on our behalf. And happy birthday, Justin Hayward from the Moody Blues. I'm just a singer in a rock and roll band, and what a singer indeed, celebrating number 75 yesterday. Lots of the elder statesmen of rock and roll are celebrating birthdays this month. Some good stuff, including, of course, Paul Simon's 80th. Anything, everything on your mind, Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box available, too. And what do we have? Anybody chiming in here? I do want to say that Cher is back on the news. She's apparently feuding with and suing Mary Bono, who is Sonny Bono's widow, for about $1 million in royalties over the Sonny and Cher collection. Details to follow. Hope she doesn't cast a spell. Getting into a Halloween mood with one of those Cher classics, Dark Lady. I mean, with the Dark Lady Show, we give a nod to Wendy. Thanks for chiming in. There we go. Get spooky in here, right?
The Fortune Queen of New Orleans, brushing her cat in her black limousine. On the I ran home and crawled in my bed. I couldn't sleep because of all the things she said. Then I remembered her strange perfume.
Heart, oh, by the dim candlelight, I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster pop. Crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too. Dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the pop, and everything was rocking at the monster's pop. Up on the hill, the night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black, I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's pop.
All kinds of spooky in here. Bert Convy and his one-hit novelty wonder Monsters Hop on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show as we wrap up another Halloween hat trick with the season encroaching. Devil Woman from Sir Cliff Richard, who celebrated his 81st birthday earlier this week, and Cher casting some spells with Dark Lady as she takes on Sonny Bono's widow, Mary Bono. Both Mary and Sonny, of course, as you know, were former congresspeople, but there's some kerfuffle over the royalties regarding the Sonny and Cher collection, so stay tuned for more details on that litigation. It is the Amy Beth Arkwe Show. I love the season, the fall season, even though it's been kind of a weird fall in my neck of the woods. We've got some chillier, damp days, but then a lot of warmer than usual, muggy kind of days. On and off we go with a winter around the corner that could be treacherous in the Northeast. We'll see what happens. So I like those crisp school days if we can get them. But something about the fall reinvigorates me. Maybe it's just about the idea of going back to school, starting anew, all that kind of stuff. And I am writing with a vengeance after a little bit of a slow-go summer, if you know what I mean. So I understand how that goes. The Inspiration to Action Challenge has helped some folks re-embrace their inner artist. And Manny in Palo Alto sent me a nice missive. He says, thank you so much for that creative kick in the keister. I needed it. I'm now writing a lot. And so much so that we'll see a poetry chapbook and some short stories forthcoming. So thank you for the push. I needed it. All right, Manny. Hey, keep going, please. And please keep us posted, Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you. I'd love to give you a shout-out because you deserve it, and you're also spiriting other folks on. On the other hand, you need that push. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. As you know, that first one is always on me, but I do need about 3 weeks to connect. Either way, please reach out via the website. It's AmyBethArkwe, ARKAWI.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. And while you're there, you can check out my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, which, by the way, if you haven't delved into that trilogy yet, the first one, Killing Time, starts around Halloween, so it's a good time to delve into the series, if you know what I mean. And we have other goodies available, too. And there's also a chance for you to chime in with guest suggestions. Big story, Forgotten 45 requests. Yes, we have links to the podcast and social media connections. It's our one-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkoe.com. So, yeah, you can write like crazy, but sometimes, no matter how prolific you are, no matter how talented you are, you have to toss the whole thing out and go for a rewrite. Paul Simon knows what I'm talking about. On the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, here's another beauty.
I've been working on my rewrite, that's right.
I'm gonna change the ending. Gonna throw away my title and toss it in the trash. Every minute after midnight, all the time I'm spending, it's just for working on the rewrite. That's right, and I'm gonna turn it into cash. I've been working at the car wash. I consider it my day job, 'cause it's really not a paid job, but that's where I am. Everybody says the old guy working at the car wash hasn't got a brain cell left since Vietnam. But I say, help me, help me, help me, help me, thank you. I had no idea that you were there. What I said, help me, help me, help me, help me, well, thank you for thank you. Listening to my. Go down slow.
Quite gone. That's Hall and Oates on the Amy Beth. That's Hall and Oates on the Amy Beth Arkoe Show. She's not quite gone. That's me, I mean. Daryl Hall celebrated his 73rd birthday on October 11th. Boy, all these great rock stars in my youth are getting older. I guess what does that say about us? We're all getting older. That's right. I know. I get it. Beauty of the Season from James Taylor, October Road. And I love that one from Paul Simon, the Master, celebrating his 80th birthday and rewrite. Those creatives know what we're talking about. And there's so many songs. I know a lot of folks wrote in their favorites. I couldn't get to all of them, of course. We can't play them all, but we'll sparse it out. And we've got lots of time, of course, to dip into the Paul Simon and Simon and Garfunkel archive. Art Garfunkel's birthday, number 80, comes up early November. So more to come, as they say. Let's go on the social media horn one final time before we sashay out of here. A lot of folks chiming in on the Steve Bannon deal. Kate says, why hasn't Steve Bannon been arrested yet? Why aren't the subpoenas being enforced? Why is Crosshorn from North Carolina able to incite violence and not be arrested? And why haven't the seditionists been expelled from Congress? And by the way, who paid Kavanaugh's debts? Lots to go into there, Kate. I hear you. I know. They've got to do something, and they've really got to take this seriously. Otherwise, nobody will take the January 6th committee seriously. I believe you on that one. So hang in there. Don't forget about voting rights coming up this week. Push your Congress people. I keep talking about it every week, and I'm going to keep talking about it because we've got to do it. Without that, we can't get anything else. Biden's agenda, his approval ratings are sinking, but you know what? It's not all on him. It's all on us. It's on Congress, and it's especially on pushing Congress in the right direction. And Kristen Sinema, wherever you are, looking for a new gig in Europe on the taxpayer dime, unbelievable indeed. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. I'd love to play with you in real time. Miss any of it, want to hear it again, don't forget all the shows are archived for podcasts. Please follow the Amy Beth Arkoe Show wherever you get your podcast. And let's hook up via social media. You can friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. And thank you to Trudy and Aurora in the booth and ML from TCS for keeping us moving. And thank you so much. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your mask when you have to, vaccinate if you possibly can. And I am going to leave you with, speaking of birthdays, one in honor of my mom, Susan Arkowee, who would have celebrated her 85th birthday tomorrow, October 16th. She's been gone a few years, but I miss her every day, but yet I feel her spirit with me every day. And she was such an encouraging force in my life and still is. Loved all my stories, my mystery novels, pushed me onward, and certainly enjoyed all my radio shows, my various venues. She would always listen, and she would often sometimes call in, too. So I hope wherever she is, I hope you're with Dad and you're doing the crossword puzzle and pen and enjoying chicken soup and sweet and sour meatballs and all those good things and getting the radio show via the transom beyond the realm. A little late, but I'm going to leave you with one of her favorites. She loved Nat King Cole, L-O-V-E, love in oh so many forms. Take care. You know I love you all. Come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowee Show. Love you, Mom.
L. It's for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Love, I was made.